I forego the knocker and rap on the door lightly with my knuckles. The door creaked open a crack. I hadn't realized that it was ajar. I didn't like that either. I should go right now. In fact, I will. But then I flashed back to China's call, to the words she'd said, the trembling in her voice. I sighed, leaned my face toward the opening, peered into the foyer. Darkness. China? My voice echoed. No reply. I slipped the door open a little, take a tentative step forward. Dan, I'm in the back. Come in. The voice was muffled, distant. I opened the door, stepped inside, and closed the door behind me. Others in my position would have brought a gun or some kind of weapon. I had thought about it, but that just doesn't work for me. No one was home. China had told me that, and if they were, well, I would handle that when the moment came. China? Go to the den. I'll be there in a second. The voice sounded off. I saw a light at the end of the hall and moved toward it. There was a noise now. I stopped and listened. Sounded like water running. A shower, maybe. China? Just changing. Out in a second. I moved into the low-lit den. I thought I heard somebody whisper. China! I called out. No answer. I stood, listened for more whispering. Nothing. I started toward the back, toward where I heard the shower running. I'll be right out, I heard the voice say. I pulled up, felt a chill. Because now I was closer to the voice, I could hear it better. And here was the thing I found particularly strange about it. It didn't sound at all like China. Three things tugged at me. One, panic. This wasn't China. Get out of the house. Two, curiosity. If it wasn't China, who the hell was it and what was going on? Three, panic again. It had been China on the phone, so what had happened to her? I took one step toward where I'd come in, and that was when it all happened. A spotlight snapped on in my face, blinding me. I stumbled back, hand coming up to my face. Dan Mercer? I blinked. Female voice, professional, deep tone, sounded oddly familiar. Who's there? Suddenly there were other people in the room, a man with a camera, another with what looked like a boom mic, and the female with the familiar voice, a stunning woman with chestnut brown hair and a business suit. Wendy Tynes, Eyewitness News. Why are you here, Dan?